Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, it's Anita, and this is Rambles. I was not late this time. I feel so happy, and I know this is going to be another long episode. And this topic actually came about because I've been listening to Paulo Coelho's This Fire. I actually wrote a story about the song, having that the song Where Have All the Cowboys Gone in my head in my writing group. So I'm like, okay, this makes sense. And then the song made me think of men. I'm not sure if any of my listeners remember Paulo Coelho. She was one of the victims of the Best Artist Curse. For those who don't know what that is basically if an artist wins Best New Artist, they are cursed to become relative, just irrelevant. There have been very few exceptions: Beyonce, Mariah Carey, Toni Braxton, I think Sheryl Crow, Maroon 5. But in 50-something years, if you only have a 20% success rate, maybe, that's not a good rate. I'm just saying, if your doctor only had a 20% success rate, you'd be like, deuces. So anyway, the song was about disillusionment with wondering where have the men gone? This idea of men, you know, she mentions the Marlboro Man and this depressing life. Like, has this ideal gone away? I've settled. Oh my goodness, you're at the bar and I'm looking after the kids. If you'd like to listen to the song, you can catch it on YouTube. Just type in Paulo Coelho, Where Have All the Cowboys Gone? By the way, she was at Lilith Fair, Unshaved Arms, and yeah. She also did, and another song she did was the theme song to Dawson's. Just wanted to let you know. So, yeah. Anyway, that song really got me thinking, and along with the political environment, like, where have men gone? And then the second thought was, have they ever existed? I'm not knocking men. I like men. I'm a cis heterosexual woman. But they're just not really around, and I'm not sure who's to blame. On one hand, I'm going to say, maybe this is a totally female thing because, you know, we love to blame ourselves. Really, my gender's fault. And I'm not being negative when I say that or that false bull, but to be real, they sort of always, I'm not sure if they've ever been around. Even going back to the Bible, Adam and Eve. We all know the story. Eve ate the apple, gave it to Adam. Women got cursed with periods for 40 years in childbirth. Everybody got kicked out of heaven and then some incest because, let's face it, they were only two there and part of his rib, so that might have been a sister, daughter, I don't know. Then they had kids. Anyway, so then they have their renewal time. That's what I like to call it with humanity. You can choose to talk to God or you can choose to have a king. We all know how that went. We're living how that went. But I take that back because some people do not believe in God, and I'm just going by the whole Judeo-Christian view. We're messed up because men, when they had the chance to renew, they chose a king over a god. Hardly anybody brings that up. I think I'm one of the few people who honestly bring that up. It's like, okay, y'all blaming me as a female for the apple thing. You had a chance to fix it, and you started wars. Why didn't you fix? Why did you lift? Okay, I already got us into this mess. Really? Then there's the whole Delilah thing. You should know better. Why do we and women accept it and let it slide? You know, boys will be boys. I'm sorry, I'm not Mary Kay Letourneau here. Be a man. Grow up. Then you're like, oh, you're harping. Okay, you're supposed to be like Jesus. You're supposed to love me the way Jesus, and I'm going by the sexual But I'm pretty sure my gays and transgender listeners, whom I love all my listeners, and I really appreciate you for listening, because there are probably other podcasts you could listen to. But I'm just bringing this back around. You don't know how to be king. You are supposed to love me as your wife the way God loved the church. So you're supposed to die for me. You expect all this, oh, I'm supposed to rule, blah, blah. You don't know how. And then I'm supposed to play your part, my part, and you expect me to respect you? Excuse me? I'm sorry, in the words of No Doubt, I'm not home. I'm really not home for this mess. You know. Then there's this new age, oh, women should do, where's the stuff for men? Why isn't anybody talking about how to be a good husband? How to be a great leader in your family? Because let's face it, the family is the microcosm of every relationship in the world. It is the foundation of it. And you may think I'm talking out my butt. I'm really not, because people get married, like Cajun King and Queen. You allow this to happen. You stay, in her words, he keeps her in a nice car, so that's why she stays. You teach your children this relationship habits of, yeah, it's okay for your for my husband to, you know, cheat and almost lose his job because one of his little sides got mad at him and humiliate me. They spent 18 years learning this, internalizing it, go out into the world, mess up every romantic relationship until they go to therapy and have to unfix it. But then, you know, and they're black, so you know how most black people don't go to therapy. I'm black, I can say that. I spent my time on therapist couch. I had a mom who was a mentally disturbed drunk. I can say that. I have a little credibility with it. So every person they date, they ruin. And then that person ruins somebody, and that person ruins somebody. And if they have kids, they mess up their kids by embedding that bitterness. And what? No. What? Please. And men get mad, but don't put me in a position where I have to play both roles. Yes, I have to learn how to be an alpha so I can recognize an alpha and learn how to play my part better, but that doesn't mean I want to play the alpha all the time. Sometimes a little domination is fun. It really is. I just want to be the female and, you know, have the door open and make dinner. Okay, in my case, attempt to cook. But I can only do that if I trust my partner to be the head. It's like the heart running the brain. No. Then it's going to lead to resentment. And believe me, I've had my share of resentful. You know what? You need to man up. I do not need to wear your testicles a bang as a charm on my charm bracelet. No, no. And then you come, no, no, no. You will get this away from my cold, dead hands because you don't know how to use it. Mean, but really, a real man, and it's generational. Mom's teacher, are you teaching them a good, even the men there, are you teaching them a good example? Or are they coming out with this Peter Pan man child because they've had 18 years of emotional incest with their mothers? I know it sounds so cruel, but there are a lot of cases where women, the only man that'll love them is their son. And I'm stuck with them. They grow up and it's like, you want to be, nope. Nope, no, 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 no. And the real men are unicorns in the land of horses. I'm serious. Like, we as a society have gotten condoned so much boyhood stuff. And I get it. You go from a boy to a man. Logical. But there's a stagnation for generations. I truly don't blame, and maybe it's a millennial thing. And well, not even really a millennial thing, because let's face it, our parents were baby boomers and their parents read Dr. Spock and I'm sorry. I'm not taking parenting advice from somebody who doesn't have kids. I don't have kids. I don't give my friends real kid advice. I listen to them when they look after their kids. I give their kids back. I don't give kid advice. No, maybe, no. No, it's not a plus. It's, there's no credibility for it. Men, please take care of those legalized boys running around. Those legalized boys talking about female reproductive rights, they need, no, because if you're a real man, you know, okay, I can't give birth. Would I even want to give birth? Telling somebody who could possibly die because of my selfishness what to do. No man's ever died giving birth because they can't get pregnant. As a female, well, besides, if I didn't have PCOS, I could only get pregnant, like, have one term, which is actually 10 months, unless there was an anomaly of getting pregnant while pregnant. And yes, that happens. It's extremely rare. So that means I could only get pregnant two times in one pregnancy term, which is 10, again, 10 months. How many men, one man, how many women could he get pregnant in 10 months? Even if he had sex with three women a day, and I'm the one who needs to be controlled, excuse me. And even if I decided to hop on a pogo stick after giving birth and did not get pregnant while pregnant, or even if I got pregnant while pregnant, gave birth, went on a pogo stick, then got pregnant again, and I've actually read stories about it. One, during my time working for the government, woman got pregnant three times in 1 year. That's still three. Or if I were really hot, four. And single births. This case, well, but you consider him a man. He can't keep it in his pants. And the women have to be held responsible. No, he's the common denominator in all of this. One guy, bunch of women. 10 months is 300 days. A little over 300 days. 300 days, three women, 900 women. What? Please, for the unicorns out there, take care of the horses. Of them. I know that sounds very callous, but teach them how to be men. I don't want to deal with them. And you don't want to pay taxes on their children. Oh, it's my fault. No, it's not. How was I supposed to know? Am I supposed to Google? And if I'm having all of this responsibility because he can't be the man, how can I respect him? I remember when I was in seventh grade, we had to write a paper about love and respect. You can hate somebody and still respect them. I mean, Hitler was a horrible monster. The way he used the media, you give credit where credit is due. It's a horrible thing. I mean, that is the stuff that would make a Stephen King novel look like a children's version, a G-rated grim fairy tale. Some of the atrocities he committed. The fact that he got millions of people to believe this rhetoric. Propaganda at its finest. William Randolph Hearst, same thing. To sell papers. Horrible thing. Lives were ruined. You know, the undiagnosed PTSD from soldiers, malaria, STDs running rampant, all this other stuff. War is hell. But he sold the person and thought, okay, I really, it's atrocious, egregious. I had a teacher in 10th grade who used to use the word egregious. Absolutely egregious what those actions cost, but the person, credit where credit is due. Don't have to lie. So I can't. I cannot respect an idiot king. And I'm not just talking about the Grand Cheeto. I am talking about the legal, all legalized. I don't see men handling it. I know they exist. And I know it's very like a child and fairy tales and Santa Claus. I've met some great men in my life, but they seem to be like once every 10 years, like Halley's Comet. Are they dying out? Will they come back as a female who's so, and you know, you get so used to unicorn, to horses, and you hear this horse is a unicorn. No, a horse is not a unicorn. But you have society, especially telling you this horse is, and you start to believe it, even though you know it's a lie. No, that's a unicorn. That's a horse. That's a man. That's a boy. But it's hard because society is made for boys. A very shocking thing to say, but society has always been made. It really has not, for the most part, been made for men. They happen, they pop up, and then they're such a shocking thing. They may get like tarred and feathered and be like, ah, this is competition. He's out. I'm even going to go back to Bad Karma Kennedys. And I'm not nicknaming the Kennedys, but it's true. The males in that family got some bad karma. I've even discussed this with my gay Wicca husband. Everyone got some bad karma. Almost every, no. I mean, you have three kids die. One has lobotomy in the 30s. That's not normal karma. And I feel like their patriarch was a boy. Yeah, he worked hard, but he was a cheater. He had, because his daughter wasn't perfect, he had her brain cut. She's a little too feisty. Let me fix her. And let me let my wife believe she doesn't want anything to do with this family while she's in a asylum that seems like the eighth level of Dante's Inferno that was thrown out of the book. For those who don't know, Dante's Inferno only had 7 levels. No, that was the Divine Comedy in Hell. It was 7 levels. So to add an 8th, it's like, dude, you did that to your child. You cheated on your left and right. She stayed because, let's face it, it was the early 1900s, and women had, but we as women allowed it. Right now, there are more women in the world than men. Well, okay, more females, because some women act like legalized girls, but there are still more females than males. Fix it. Get the men on your side. Fix this. And don't treat your son, and don't coddle your son. And I get it, you love your son. I mean, I love my friends. Like, she had a son, Don, when he was, and I used to, but there gets the point where it's like, you know what, I know my limits as a female. A man has to take over for this. I'm going to step back on certain things because, let's say, I don't have the male experience. I have a limited perspective as a cis female. Now, even if I were a transgendered female, had some experience of being a male. Maybe it was trapped in the wrong body. She felt like she was trapped in, so she made sure her body matched her thoughts. But she'll always have the experience of knowing how to pee standing up, and I will never have that. I've had squat. I've had sit. I've never had standing point. And I don't want to have standing point. I have had the experience of a period. I've had the experience of a pap smear. I've never had the experience of a prostate. The transgendered has. So that's the exception to my rule. The men, teach them. Discipline them. Don't just be like, oh, well, boys, there will be boys. And if there are no consequences, you are condoning the crap. That's the problem. The Brock Turner thing. Oh, boy, no. He's a legalized adult. The guy from the Olympics who lied. You're putting him on a primetime show as a reward, even though he, oh, he was a kids make mistakes. He's 33 years old. He's damn near middle age. He is a grown man. Let him be a man. Give him the consequences of a man. He got his passport, but, and I don't care if I sound harpy. It needs to be said. Don't hate men. I respect men. I even think, I don't really know a lot of lesbians, but even though lesbians probably don't have an attraction, a sexual attraction, they still respect them. There is an aura about true men that's a soft, and it sounds very oxy. It sounds like an oxymoron, but it's a soft command, almost a velvet on an iron fist kind of thing. So you recognize it, and very in the words of Beyonce, you bow down to it. Because it's like you bow down, you recognize it. And maybe the reason why we push is because we recognize these horses are not unicorns. We're trying to turn them into unicorns, but it's like this, there's only so much glue, bone, or cardboard you can use on a horse before you realize, you know what, this really is not a unicorn. This is a horse. Let the horse out. If the horse acts up, you train the horse. But after a while, the horse is the horse. You don't build a world around the horse. The horse has to learn, I got to be a unicorn to survive. But we have made a society of horses. And it sucks. I mean, my right, female right, no. For the one, it's not Democrat or Republican. This is not a, well, I should say, at least in Pence, sometimes he has moments of manhood. Okay, so the gay version is like, no, there are better ways. And the fact that you have women having a website about period, I will say the only male man thing I have seen from this man, well, from this boy, is him saying he will not sit alone with a woman. For me. And some people will say, oh, it's sexist. I'm a black, no. He respects his wife enough to not sit with a woman for dinner because, let's face it, you're a politician who you are second in command of a first world country. People will talk if you sit alone with a woman. They may talk more about the woman than the man, but yeah, you're trying to keep the peace. I respect that. I have learned to give respect where respect is due. Maybe it's a Pisces thing. Who knows? But okay, you know what? Now do everything else. Be a religious fanatic. But he's probably a hypocrite. We all know he's a hypocrite. I mean, if you're that mad about somebody's life, what didn't you get out of their life? Ba-dum-bum. So, yeah, he's in a closet. Who knows? Anyway, like, that's pretty much it. And I've actually done a really good show today. And I appreciate you guys listening. I've got like 6.5 minutes left, and I am drinking. I have some coffee, so maybe that's why I'm like jittery. No, literally, I made coffee a few minutes before I started this show because I was getting sleepy because I woke up at like 3 o'clock in the morning. Something to take care of, so I'm like, I couldn't get back to sleep. So then I started listening to some Prince because, let's face it, there's never a bad time for Prince. And I really liked his, had his shape, his case of you, his version of Case of You in my head. So I was listening to that and doing some emails. I did finally finish some soap. I feel so proud. I spent most of the weekend making soap, well, part of the weekend making soap, and they're going well. If you'd like to check out some of my work, I do have it on Facebook. Body Products R Us, or you can email me at ICAGA2004@gmail.com. again, my email address for getting soap information is ICAGA2004@gmail.com. Also, I am looking forward to the fact that Michelle Branch is finally releasing a new album, because I was in college when her last solo endeavor came out. And I've listened to a couple songs and I like it. I have like a list of albums I would, and I know that sounds so old to say albums, but complete CDs that I would like to buy or rebuy. Because the Prince 1999 is sort of skipping on my iPod. I know I'm so behind in technology, but I do want to get another copy of that. I also want to get Mariah Carey's Emotions, because, well, I have their greatest hits, but I found some songs on YouTube I like, and I'm like, I might as well just get the whole album. Bruno Mars. I still haven't really listened to Lemonade all the way through. I'm not going to say I don't like Beyonce, but I haven't really listened to it all the way through, but I do want to get it. A couple of Nouns. That's pretty much it. I mean, oh my goodness, I sound so old, because, like, there aren't a lot of albums worth buying. I mean, I used to do one album a month, and now it's like, eh. And now, every 4 months, maybe somewhere in those 4 months between, or 3 months now, because they changed it to 4 times a year, that comes out that's worth investing my money in. So, and, you know, politics are politics. I still think my co-host could run, and he's asleep. He has actually been really good this whole episode. He's sleeping. We went for a walk earlier, and he enjoyed it. We ran into the police because they were driving, because there was somebody got stabbed and a house got set on fire. And I didn't even know about it until my friend said, and I was like, I saw the pit bull running, and because it was on the other side of the cul-de-sac. So I was in one direction, and I was like, oh, you know, I'm walking dog, you know, planning for his 2020 run. Yes, the dog. This election has shown a dog, a Venus flytrap, they can be president. So, yeah, this pretty much it. Also, I think if men came back, like, were resuscitated, women would act like women, because it's hard to have to play both roles. So, you know, it's safer. It's the, and I can't believe I'm quoting Sarah McLachlan, but it's like a sweet surrender when you can play your role without the 90-second mark. So it's like, I can relax. I can be the better me, because I don't have to be, I don't have to act your role, which causes a lot of stress and frustration. And I feel comfortable to do this. And it's also going back to the episode about make me happy. You know, I'd be happy if you take, and it sounds really sexist, but it's not. It's just trusting somebody to be responsible in their role. That is all this comes. Boys are not responsible in the role of men. They are playing dress up. That needs to grow into that suit, because, you know, and it's hard, but just words of Michael Jordan. Just do it, you know. Just do it. Learn in the real world, not just text experience, but really learn and apply the skills of man to be the man. Stop depending on society to coddle you, because you know this is no mas, no mas, not good. So this has been Rambles. I'm Anita, and thank you for listening. I will talk to you guys in 2 weeks. Okay.